So good morning, everyone. This is Ruth Williams calling you from the Northwest, where it is gorgeous. I should have a picture of the view here instead of myself. Today we are going to be presenting the launch of the Spanish-speaking people in the third largest country in the world. And Martha Sue Urie, that you see over here in this corner, has been pushing at me to help with the Spanish-speaking people in the country for ages. And so she is a platinum distributor, and she is wonderful. Proponent of all of NECAN. So I really enjoy having you on here today, Martha Sue.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So we are going to be speaking of with I do have my little button here. So we are going to be speaking about that today. And first thing we're going to do is talk about this wonderful company that we have, NECAN. You know, when Dennis and I first heard about NECAN, we really were not interested in it because we didn't know the man who told us about it. He we're already in another business, and so when this guy came along and tell us about these magnetic products, we thought he was just kind of nuts, and we had been approached by many other people who were trying to tell us about these companies that would be here today and gone tomorrow, and we didn't want to know about it. And then he gave, after 6 months passed, and every month, in those 6 months, he would come and tell Dennis, so that's a good thing to keep in mind. Repetition does work, if it's not too often. And so when he came and gave Dennis a different cassette tape and had a man on there who was making a whole lot of money, definitely more than we were making at the time, we realized that he could not make that much money if the products didn't work like they were saying. And so we wanted to get together with whoever this guy was who's making the money. And what we wanted to know is if this was a solid company that would not be here today and gone tomorrow, and how these products could possibly work like that. When we met with Dave Johnson, he said, well, this is a company like you have never heard of before. It was founded in Japan, and that was in 1975. And so he said it was already 16 years old, as already in 8 countries at the time. We were just absolutely amazed and very impressed. I was so impressed, I think I floated right off the chair because I would have been excited if it had been even 2 years. So that spelled a very solid company. We didn't realize until later that this was a debt-free company. And so we're very proud of that, excited about that. We realize the gift of what we have to offer people with NECAN. And you can see what they're doing today. This company is not just about money. This is a company that's founded by Isuzu Masuda in Japan, and he wanted a company that could help people be more, help them not only just have healthy finances, which if you don't have healthy finances, it's difficult to have some of the rest of these, but also the healthy mind, body, family, and healthy society. We indeed have opportunity to offer that to other countries now, and Martha Sue is going to tell you about that. Martha Sue.
Well, when you look at these flags, it's pretty interesting because NECAN, right now, today, we currently operate in 7 different Latin American countries. So I put up the flags, and when I made these slides, and Colombia, Guatemala, Costa Rica, Mexico, Ecuador, Panama, El Salvador, and I put in Spain, España, because they speak Spanish. I mean, it's not just the 7 Latin American countries, but that's the focus that we're working on right now. But you look at those others, United States, Puerto Rico, Canada. There's a lot of people in Canada that speak Spanish. And the Philippines, actually the southern part of the Philippines, they have a lot of Spanish-speaking population there. So this is a pretty huge language. If you just look at the numbers of people in population, Spanish is a big part of it. And so this is my little lifesaver. I found this and I thought, that is so cool. If you look at this, well, this could be something that could save a lot of lives, just like Ruth was talking about. And of the world's population, South America has 42% of that that's Spanish-speaking. But look at North America. We have 34% of it. And a lot of that is Mexico, obviously. There's almost 110 million people in Mexico that speak Spanish. So Central America, we operate in all but two of the countries right now. So when you look at that Lifesaver, we're already a big part of that and growing. So Nikon is launching the world's third largest Spanish-speaking country. It's this world's third largest Spanish-speaking market, and that's so exciting because everybody on this call, everybody that hadn't made it to a call, we're all invited to participate. And we don't have to go anywhere to do it, even though travel is great fun, but you don't have to go somewhere because it's the introduction right here in your market, right here in the United States and North America. We can make a difference in many lives with health and wealth. It starts with your own, and then you can reach out to other people in your own backyard, front yard, right here. I mean, that's pretty amazing. In that little chart I was talking about, there's almost 110 million people in Mexico that speak Spanish. Colombia is second with 45 million, but if you look at where the United States is, we're not talking North America, we're talking just the United States, we are 700,000 people right about short of what Colombia has as a whole country of Spanish-speaking population here, and that's just the ones that they have note of. And if you go all the way down that chart and you're looking at the population, look, Ecuador has 13 million, Chile has 16 million, and I can tell you right now, Chile is one of the countries that we are focused on moving into. So there's a lot of what's your market? Who can you find? I mean, did you ever notice people around you in your area that are speaking Spanish? If you noticed it before and you didn't understand what they were saying, you might have gone, I don't know what they're saying, but now I want you to turn that signal around and say, if they speak Spanish, could I get something in front of them to speak to them? So you and your neighbors and future friends, these guys that you don't know right now, you have neighbors and people you'll meet today or tomorrow that want better health, and we're able to help them be able to get that through this process. If you look at this Hispanic market that's growing in the United States, there's over on the western coast, California, and then right in the middle is, I say Texas because I'm from Texas, and then over on the right is Florida, and there's a huge population there, and then up, I'd say probably New Jersey, New York, and that's where the nucleus of the Hispanic market that we've been a part of is so far. And then the next step is that we've got this expansion. And the Ruth put these little red stars on, and that expansion would be, Ruth, why don't you tell them about that? You get the stars.
Well, thank you, Martha Sue. Yes, these are places where we have a lot of NECAM people, and so we know that they're going to be sharing NECAM with their Spanish-speaking neighbors, friends, people. You know, Martha Sue, the other day I was sharing this with a person who's right in central Washington over here, and it was about noon, and we'd been talking about it, and so I told her about it, and by 6 o'clock, she had 7 contacts that she went out to. She went to the banks. Matter of fact, she went to one, and she asked them to change a $5 bill to one so she'd have a little bit of time to talk to the teller. And all of them were interested, and one of them has already started talking to some other people there. So it's not that difficult. We'll probably have some people sharing about this in a little bit. About how they shared. So much.
Right. And the, you know, when you think about if you overheard somebody talking Spanish, if you think about it, they probably don't just have that one family. They might have families back in their home countries. Here's the value of the 7 countries that are in Latin America that we're talking about right now. Somebody could be from Spain also. But each Spanish-speaking person here in the United States probably has relatives or friends in their home country. So you could impact 2 or more families for each one in the United States that you talk to. So now you look at this little arrow coming back, and for those of you who can't see it, what we've done is that there's an arrow going from the United States, from Estados Unidos, back to South America, Central and South America, because that's what the intention is. The whole strategy with what NECAM is doing is for us to reach out, build the consultants in the United States that are bilingual or that are Spanish-speaking, and then have the movement go back down south. So we expand the market in Latin America. Well, it would work. And if you look at this little slide, I can remember when I was in Mexico back in 1990 working in another business, actually starting a business there, and you had in-homes. Well, a lot of times it was the 10 and 11-year-old kids that translated for me to be able to do these presentations, which was pretty funny. But the in-homes, I know Ruth suggested, what if you had neighbors in one house, they had a babysitter, had the kids over there, and then they'd bring them in at the other house and be able to share, because they love to have parties, they love to have fiestas, they love to network. And so one of the best places to introduce this is to friends in your home, with, about the air and the water and the food and the sleep and the financial change that could happen in your life.
Yep.
Let's have
a
party.
Have to do WebEx. Don't have to do them on a WebEx. We're having our WebEx party, but most of the NECAN beginnings are around a kitchen table or in a coffee shop or something like that. So then we use the WebEx more for teaching. But when you're in Timbuktu, it's very handy also to have a WebEx.
Right. And when you look at this slide, those of you that cannot see it, it says vital for health. And when we talk about what are the vital things in our life, you know, we have to have air to breathe, and you have to have water to drink, to hydrate. You have to have sleep, because if we don't have sleep, if you're sleep deprived, nothing works. And you have to eat. You need food. And so we have some pieces of that that on the left-hand side of this slide, it talks about looking at the problems that we have with those four pieces that are vital to our health. And, you know, where you've got air, well, gee, we've got contamination in the air. We have radon gas. We have polluted air. We have sick kids. We have smokers. I mean, there's all kinds of things that are in the air. And when you go to the water, my gosh, look at this. We have, they just announced they've added fluoride to the water, are doing it in here in San Diego. But in the water, it stinks, it's smelly, it's chlorinated, it's undercleaned, it's dead water. And I ate at a restaurant the other night that I got a glass of water from their machine, and it tasted like tap water. I couldn't believe how bad it was. Not doing that again. Okay, and so then we have the sleep. Over here we've got sleep where we've got a bad mattress. You know, you've got, gosh, it could be sporadic. If you don't have a good mattress, so you could have sporadic sleep. You're restless. There's no comfort. You get hot and you get sweaty. And, you know, just bad beds. Stress is a high factor of the sleep problem. And you've got the food. Well, look at this. You know, we have hormones that are in the food because of the water situation getting into the ground, pesticides, sugar, fatty foods, they're deprived of nutrients, and we have for years, me included, when my children were little, I drove them to get fast food because it was easy and quicker. So all those things on the left-hand side are pollutants of our life. And if you look on the right-hand side, the opposite of awful water gives you, I mean, awful air gives you rejuvenating, elating, energizing, natural, dust-free. In other words, it's pure air. If you look at the water, here we had stuff that could kill you in the water, and if you were looking for cleansed, natural, mineralized, hydrating, stuff that didn't come out of a machine like I drank the other night, that's clean water. That would be a word you might say about it. And sleep, my gosh, here you have bad sleep. What would help you? If you could have warmth, restful, rejuvenating, refreshing, if you could have something that was exclusive that nobody else had, wow, wouldn't that be awesome? It'd be like a slumber party unlike anything else. And then if you look down at the food, there's no reason to have fast food anymore. We have whole foods, bio-directed nutritional, so it goes right where it's needed, you have the right kind of cell growth, healthy body energy. So we have all these things that are nutritious for us, and what would those two pictures give us? On the left-hand side, with all those problems, we're going to have non-wellness. And the end result of the negatives that are in our life today cause illness. And the opposite of that would be we could have wellness. I mean, this is pretty good. You take away the non and we have wellness with nature principles. So environmentally, we take care of ourselves. And that leads to health. And what I'd like to do, because these are the vital for health slides, that actually this information was in Spanish and has been translated into English. And Al Sagala is on the line with us. Al, will you unmute so you can talk to us a little bit? And I was trying to find Al at after listening to him share his testimony on one of Vance Rogers' calls. And when I did finally find him, this was pretty amazing. Here's somebody that all of these things that I just talked to you about impacted his life, his wife's life, and their little girl's life. So, Al, I want you to just tell us what life was like before, and when Angela was born, tell us what the problem is with Angela and what y'all have overcome with the change in the nature of principles that you now use.
Okay. Well, my story is regarding my daughter Angela. My daughter Angela is now 8, but when Nikan found us, she was 4 years old. The first 10 days of her life was in the ICU. We thought she was going to die. Everybody, you know, was just getting ready to receive the bad news because of so much challenges, you know. Everything seemed to be wrong with her. She had trouble breathing, sleeping, talking, walking, and the doctors were just giving us just more and more bad news regarding her future, saying, you know, it just gets worse. They never asked us to drink cleaner air. drink better water. They never, you know, recommended that we do nutritional. They never recommended really anything, but almost psychotherapy. And I was with them when Nikan found us. When Angela was able to sleep, a lot of things changed in her life. We received instant results from sleeping on the Nikan system. Because of Nikan and the vital things that children need, my daughter was able to get a miraculous recovery. And she started with drinking better water, breathing better air, sleeping better, and we had her on Nikan Nutritionals, and we saw a big change in her life. And I never really thought it was that simple. It was right under my nose, where if you have better water, better air, and better sleep, and better nutrition, you give your body its a chance of fighting for itself. And thank God I found Nikan, or Nikan found me, but the label that they gave my daughter was autism. But when a child has trouble breathing, I think that's a little bit different. Every time she was breathing all day, it sounded like she was going to die. And now she could breathe good, and she could walk, run, jump. She's learned how to laugh and hug and sing, and Daddy has also, and I appreciate the time to share my testimony.
Well, one of the things that I really want for Al to share, and he's not on the slides with us this morning. He stopped someplace. He was driving. He stopped and is able to be on the call with us. But one of the things that touched me so much when I heard Al was he said that his daughter, when he would come home, he'd try to hug her, and she would go into a tirade because she didn't want. And that's a general principle of children with autism. They don't want anybody to touch them. And, Al, when you come home from work now, what does she do?
Yeah, okay. So, before, I'm a real caring person, and I just imagine having to stay away from your daughter. It's really tough. Or never hearing dad is really tough on the dad also. Or you know, something that we take for granted, believe it or not, laughing. Smiling. My daughter had to learn how to laugh and smile at 4 years old. the social problem Martha commented on, she just wanted to be left alone, and she didn't even want you to really look at her. If she caught you looking at her or trying to get her attention, she would go into a tantrum, and those tantrums lasted, you know, 5 minutes, and 5 to 10 minutes, and sometimes we were already so at wit's end that my daughter would just, my wife would say, just stay away, and now, when I get home, she runs to me, and she says, Daddy, and I taught her to say, Daddy, I love you, and so every time she says, Daddy, I love you, she ends up giving me a kiss, and so life is way different now, and like, I still pinch myself, and can't imagine that she's going to keep getting better and better, and dang, the person
that's my favorite part of the story. That's my favorite part.
To know, but the other part is, those questions, the day that we were at the pre-launch, and I'll tell them all about that later, but the questions that they ask us there, and obviously it was all in Spanish, and me and my Spanglish, I understood most of it, but the most important, and you've touched on this, was which one of these pieces of your life would you rather have, the non-wellness or the wellness? And in your case with Angela, you could have, because the doctors didn't give you these kinds of things, you could have still been right where you were. Now, 4 years later, you could have still been there, but you had an opportunity. Someone shared an opportunity with you, and it was life-changing.
When, you know, Martha, I wanted to say something really important. Believe it or not, when, you know, you start tracing back how you found out about Megan, it goes back to somebody that was speaking in Spanish. He was speaking to somebody else. It's just that I was eavesdropping on him, and I was like, what? That can't be true. And just because of what he was telling somebody else in Spanish, it intrigued me, and I was like, that can't be true. And it just so happens that when I ended up finding him again and getting my miracle, I went back to that guy, and I'm like, hey, you might really appreciate, you know, what you did, that day you were speaking to somebody else, and I listened. And another thing I wanted to comment on is that the Latino market is really interesting. Like, whenever you speak Spanish, you have an option of marrying somebody from your home country or somebody from South America or Central America. Like I did, I married somebody from Central America. So we both speak Spanish, and we're both from different cultures and different countries, different parts of the world. And so when you speak to a family, say the Martinez, there's a chance that one of them's from South America or from Colombia or from Central America, and one from, you know, Peru or anything. There's a lot of options, and that's kind of like almost four families being impacted. And
I didn't think about that one, Al. My gosh, it's not one for two. We could have four for one.
Exactly. And then, a lot of the Latinos share something in common, that they're away from home. So they have a lot of people that they share the same, you know, traditions with, same restaurants. And so when you plug into one family, you're actually plugging into 100 families, because we really network, we really socialize a lot, we look out for each other, and a lot, and especially now, because of the way the economy is, that's one of the good topics. And I've read this before, and something that the government printed is that the Hispanics, I guess, the term that they used was that they were really open to alternative medicine. They were not really too interested in the conventional medicine. They were really open and, you know, actually doing alternative medicine. So I guess try to keep that in mind and give somebody else a chance to experience what we have.
Wouldn't it be interesting if they teach us something?
But yeah, you just might find out something like, hey, I got a stomach problem. Yeah. They call it, take this herb.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much, Al. We
appreciate
that. You've given us some really good things to think about here.
Yay. Se habla español.
We'll work on that.
Yeah. Well, now if you look at this slide, the vital in Spanish is the vital, but vital. What's vital for? We had our health, we had non-health, and wellness. But what's the financial part of what's going on in your pocket? I love it when Ruth said the thing that they hurt the most in when they first looked at this was their back pocket. And this gives us an opportunity of looking at what kind of incomes are there. Well, you know, there's some time structures that we've known about for a long time, and maybe the worst option is you have no time and no money. Well, that's a high-stress life.
That's
no time.
Where we were.
Yeah. No time, no money. And it's actually a Groundhog Day every day. And when the third option, there's four options here, really, and the third is that you have money, but you have no time to spend it. Okay, so let's look at a doctor. You know, a doctor has money. He's made money, but he's working all the time. He has no time to spend it. The second one is you have time, but you have no money. There are an awful lot of residents that live on the street here in San Diego. They have all the time in the world, but they have no money. They have their hand out asking. And that's income illness. And what's the opposite of that is that you have all the time and all the money. And, wow, I mean, you know, look, that's life. That creates financial wealth and health. And so, Ruth, I think you better than anybody can talk about how this slide is so impactful in our lives.
Well, thank you, Montesu. It does give, you know, we talked about the five pillars a little earlier, and we've been talking about those of our body in the previous slides and seeing an example of that. But, boy, what we found when we started was the most common pain was definitely the pain in the back pocket. And so we talked about that primarily, and our goal was to help other people to be able to get out of this no time, no money, and definitely no money. I think that's where most of the people that we knew were. And so when we saw NECAN, we saw what could happen with it. We saw Dave Johnson and his example. We knew that we had just really found something that most of the people we knew needed. And so we are extremely excited about sharing it with them and have seen many, many people have, oh, they have bonus cards, they are earning some are earning extra money, some have earned a lot of money. We have a millionaire wall downstairs and with some of the people in our organization that have made $1 million, we have about 40 of them up there. But people who make $1,000 or $500, that changes their lives. And you can just keep going on from there. But I think this launch of the Spanish market is so exciting in that arena. So,
well, I just want to say, first of all, this is in English. These calls are in English. We will work to having these webinars and calls, some in English and some in Spanish. And so we'll have people like Al, and there are many that will be the leaders that will be doing those calls totally in Spanish. The launch to the Spanish market in the United States will be the 5th, will be in Irvine and at the world headquarters, and it will start at 9 o'clock and be over at 1. Then on the 12th, it will be down in Miami. They've done a West and an East Coast launch of this in Miami at the Crown Plaza Airport Hotel, and that's at 9 in the morning also. The head of all of Mexico and the head of all the Latin American markets are the two men that are doing this launch. And that's really exciting. And, you know, Ruth, show us what change are we going to see?
Boing, look at those stars are bigger because they're all growing in their area. And if you are listening here and there's not a star in your area, boy, you get to really go out and tell people about NECAN, and you don't have to stick just to the Spanish market. You can tell everybody about NECAN, and everyone has an advantage. The people that you sponsor certainly have an advantage. NECAN has given them some advantages in this vital market, but then they also have given their sponsors an advantage and a really, really good deal. Everyone likes to have a good deal. So what would that be?
A good deal, and you know, you just said a real key. You obviously, there are people that are on the call or that may go to your website and listen to this later. It's not just to the Spanish-speaking market. this opportunity is so huge to all of us that are English-speaking because we turn and we find somebody that speaks Spanish. Duh. So what is the exciting part here is that you can buy a Spanish kit. Somebody can enroll for $35, just like we've done, that they had a Spanish kit for $35, just like our English kit. But now they have a Vital Starter Kit, and that's what this is item number 9003. And the Vital Starter Kit has, here's your opportunity. It has a Kenko Naturest Demo Pad, so they have something to experience sleep, and the custom pillow, the Naturest pillow, it comes with a bag. It has a ticket to go to bronze training, and bronze training is learning about the business, how to make that work. It would cost $60, and they can go if they bought one of those $35 kits. And then they also have a coupon that's in their kit. It only comes in this Vital Starter Kit. And if you're looking at this, you'll see the point value for the Vital Starter Kit is 550 PV. That takes care of their 500 that we all know we have to have. And the wholesale is $320. If you look at that 40% off the retail, now I don't know, I've been in this business for almost 13 years. I've never seen that. 40% off the retail, and that goes so that that family that just bought their Vital Starter Kit could buy a sleep system at 40% off the retail. But the sponsor that shared it with them also gets the coupon. So the sponsor may already have their bed, and they don't need a second one. You're not going to put another mattress on top. This isn't Stack Mattresses business. And so what if you shared it with somebody else? You could sell it at retail. You could sell it at wholesale. Or if they maybe referred you to a family that was bilingual, you might let them buy it at the 40% off the retail price. They have no interest in doing the business with you, but you might benefit them in return. The volume is in your personal number.
Well, I thought you want to say something about the volume. I'm always excited about the volume. If they were purchasing a queen system, that volume then is 1558, and so they make it to the first pay level in NECAN right off the bat. And I think that's very exciting. So from then on, whatever they buy, they're going to be getting bonuses on that as long as they have their minimum $100 volume.
Right.
If they buy something, they will have.
Right. They've actually created this. If, you know, I had someone ask me, well, why won't the new people that speak English be able to buy this? Well, because they're launching this into a Spanish market. But if you're creative and you step outside your own box and look back in, what they created was a way for you to get all the volume in the world without you having this particular kit. It's your option to share this kit with as many people as you want. There's no limit. They didn't say you can only sponsor 5 people. They didn't say you can only sponsor 10. They said you can get a coupon for every person that you share this with. And to me, that's like opening up a whole world. So that is so exciting that for every kit. And if you look at this, I'm a numbers person. I'm a very creative person, but I sat down coming back from the pre-launch with the lady that I took with me, me and my Spanglish, and she totally bilingual, and I said, okay, draw this out as we were driving back, and I said, okay, here's you. And if you found 6 people that each got to that senior level because they bought their sleep system, and you had 6 certificates yourself, and I just was multiplying, so it was roughly 1,500 in volume. Wait a minute. And if you had 6 certificates, that's 9,000 that would be in those 1,500s and 9,000 in your number. That's 18,000. That's almost a silver. And then I did it again. And what if those 6 people said, wow, this is pretty cool. I like this. I can do this. And they got 6 people themselves, and they became 6 silvers. You'd be a platinum. You could be a platinum in 1 month. It took me 5 years. I like that.
This is exciting. Very exciting. One thing, other note, is that the coupon is good for 30 days.
Right.
And so we have to And that's important, because then they'll get their volume together and get them up to new levels.
Well, and speaking about 30 days, what Nikin is doing in this, there's, it, you know, it's not, they're not giving you, they give you the option to bring in as many people as you want, but not the, not to procrastinate and get around to it when you decide you're ready. You have to take action. And that 30 days is, they have the launch for both East and West Coast. Then on the 19th, they're having a bronze training. In English, we all know about this. What we teach, it's how you share the vital wellness concept. What is Nikin's market business, network marketing? How does that market work? Communication skills, the behavior matrix, the ethics of the business, the importance of keeping it simple. And I think that the simplicity that they're doing with this will teach. When I said, wouldn't it be funny if they taught us something? For myself, I intend to go so simple that anybody can follow me, and that's going to be a real hard thing for me to do. But the bronze training they're having is on the 19th in Irvine and in Miami, and the next week, this will be all in Spanish, the next week they're having Humans Being More. So look at this. In a 30-day period, they have a launch, a bronze training, and a Humans Being More on the 26th and 27th. What do you think would happen in our English-speaking businesses if the people that said, I want to do this, if you did that in a 30-day period? What do you think? They'd be excited? They'd
That's
be crazy?
That's exciting.
No.
And in between, I know these guys like to get together and have parties, and the rest of us need to follow suit. Just get busy and have fun with it and get started. Not worry until everything is lined up and perfect. But you know, Dennis calls me the fire and then get ready person. And definitely I like the way when people think that. Just go and get started. So some people might want to know, well, how does this work? And I wanted to know right away a little bit about how it works, because before I was always shipping UPS when I was in another network marketing business. But this is really exciting because you get started and you use the products, all the products you can, and work toward getting your wellness home and realize the value of what we have. And the products are so amazing. They are so exclusive. Nikin is not wanting to have Me Too products at all. They want them to be better than everyone else. They will not have any synthetics in their nutritionals. They don't even have a synthetic in their mattress pad. That they wouldn't have natural latex. And so that's a very exclusive company that has the very best products. But because they're debt-free in the way that they work, they can also have, they have reasonable prices. So you get excited, you tell your friends and family, and then you don't have to stock the products, you don't have to take care of all the monies or keep track of the volume. Just send them to Nikin, and Nikin takes care of all those things. All we have to do is tell people about it. Can you believe it, Martha Sue? I just think this is amazing. And so what does Nikin do then? Then they just send the products. That is, I used to spend a half a day shipping products. Thank you, Nikin. And then, the best part of all, because you have told somebody else about it, and they purchased some products from Nikin, Nikin pays you for the referral. What a good deal. And so, because of that, those people are going to get excited, and they want to share with their friends and family, and look at that, they multiply. This is how our business has developed all across the country in, 23 countries or something. And so this works. We have testimony that it works, don't we, Martha Sue?
Yeah.
And you're not limited to four across. Go for 15 or so and then help them to develop their depth. It is an awesome opportunity. And how does it work? Just what we were told to begin with. Real well, in my words.
Yeah. If you look at this next slide where it says change your life, and thank you, Al, for sharing that you might have in a Hispanic family, you might have two different countries, a husband and wife from two different places. I never thought about that. So when I said impact one family to impact two, you actually could be multiples there. And the way when we did that little arrow that went back to South America is the international sponsorship. And I have a link on here that actually you would get to through my Nikin.com. And you can go in, and once you have become a senior, they dropped the level from silver to senior to allow more people to be able to do this. You would attend Humans Being More. You have to have done that. And then do the online training. There's a test. You go in and do the training. There's actually a guide that you can study both in English and in French. And in English and Spanish. And that you can study, take your test online, and then you are certified to be able to launch out to the international markets. Actually, any of the Latin American, but any of the 38-plus countries that we are in. That's pretty cool.
MECAN is actually encouraging us to have these people from Peru, Argentina, and Chile. They're looking at wanting to open those countries. So here we're going to be having some other presentations. We will have, here we are today, and then this next Thursday will still be before the launch on the 5th. Now, Dennis was telling me that you can actually sign up ahead of time. We talked about launches in Irvine, California, and in Miami, Florida, but Martha Sue gave me a little push, and so we put our slides together and decided we're going to help everybody launch from everywhere. We want red stars all over the place and to add to the blue ones, and so we want everyone to be able to have the opportunity to start the Spanish-speaking opportunity in their own area. And so we'll be doing one more of these, and you're welcome to bring people to them, and Martha Sue will be working with someone so that we can start in the Spanish, or maybe we can pick up somebody from the home office, Martha Sue, help with that.
Sure, so. They probably would translate them for us. And the other thing I just want to add is that, I just had an idea, a picture of somebody's listening, so like the people from Ohio. If you had one of those fiestas at your house and you've got the laptop and you could have them come in on the 5th, which is a Saturday, and have somebody there that's bilingual, you could have this fiesta. Go through these slides. They're going to be on Dennis and Ruth's website. Do the presentation right there and then sign them up. But you need to be careful not to do the $35 kit, because that $35 information pack is in the Vital Starter Pack. They don't have to do both. It's an either-or.
Well, good point.
So we want to make sure that they're doing that.
Another thing you want to think about is as you're speaking with your Spanish-speaking friends or anyone else, that they want to go ahead and get their Spanish-speaking friends ready as well, so that maybe you might have shared with four people, but maybe they have four, five, six people ready to begin as well, so they could begin with a group right when opening occurs. We had a downline in Norway, and they did that. They made platinum in the first month because they had all these people lined up. So that's an effect that would be very exciting for anyone.
Right, and we're launching this. The United States is the third largest Spanish-speaking market in the world, and we're all invited to participate. And I truly believe this is going to be the Bill Gates thing. I really do. And so have you ever thought that you might like to travel? Well, speaking of travel, I met somebody yesterday, and I asked where she was from. She's from Mexico. And I asked where she was from in Mexico, and she told me. And I said, do you have family back there? And she said, yeah. She said, in fact, I'm going next month. I said, well, have you ever thought about writing that off? She said, my trip to see my family? And I said, sure. She said, how could I do that? And I said, well, you could through my business, and I'd be glad to share it with you so that your trip next month, you actually could write that trip off. And she wouldn't give me her information. I gave her my card, and I asked her to go online and to call, and she couldn't be on this webinar this morning because she was going to be driving to work. She is off on Tuesday night. I told her about our wellness preview. So you can bet your bippies I will be back at that store today to take her a flyer about the wellness preview and a CD for her to listen to. And so the people that you talk to about as the people that you're sharing this with, they don't have in mind how they can write off business, travel. But they can, and it's up to us to teach them that. It's the way you ask questions is the way you will start an interest level in the person who hears your question. So, and I just want to say one more thing before we go on. I had written to Vance. I had heard, you know, reaching out, you may miss the most important, you may miss a Dennis and Ruth Williams if you don't talk to people that are around you. Because I had heard Al Sigala talk on this CD, on Vance's call, and I'd written to Vance and asked if he knew how to reach him, because I live in California now, I wanted to find him. And Vance wrote me back, but it was after the pre-launch. So I called, and my Spanglish spoke with his wife. She doesn't speak English, and I said, is at this Al Sigala's house? Yes. And when I said, are you still in Nikin, in my Spanglish? And she said, she didn't understand me, but she said, she no walk, now she does. She said this in English. She no walk, now she does. She no talk, now she does. And I'm like, well, how could you ever leave? So I talked to him that night, and I said, I just want to make sure you're aware of the Spanish launch. He said, oh, yeah, I was down there last week. I said, where? I thought he meant San Diego. And he said, I was at Nikin. And I said, I was too. And he said, I was on the front row. And I said, I was too. And he said, were you the lady with that other lady? And I said, yes. Here's somebody in Nikin that I was trying to find, and he was about 10 feet from me. Now, what if you could find Al Sigala or somebody like him that you're sharing this business with his family would change their lives?
That's an awesome example. Thank you, Martha Sue. I wanted to wish we had time to have Fleeta Taylor on here today, because she told about going into a restaurant and speaking to the manager or the person who was working in there, and they said they weren't interested. So she decided to have lunch there more often. So she went in there regularly and kept talking to her and talking to her. Because soon the lady decided she was definitely interested. Way to go, Fleeta. Anyway, so that's how we do it. Just visiting with folks like that. So thank you all for attending today, and thank you, Martha Sue. You're awesome. Great slides that you brought. We have this one last slide to talk to you a little bit about making folks have a difference and having a different lifestyle, as well as better health and less pain in the pocket. So we're going to stop the recording. And we are no longer recording, so we will open this up and chat a little bit and go on our way. But thank you all for attending today.
All callers are muted.
Now, if you have a lot of noise there, and if anyone wants to say anything.
All callers are unmuted.
If you have a lot of noise, you could star six, and it will remute you. So, anyone have any questions? Or
Bruce?
Yes?
When will you have this slide presentation in Spanish?
We'll ask Martha still about that.
I'll have to get that done.
We will announce it. I just don't think we have a way to know how fast we can get it translated.
Well, Clyde and I have a challenge in that we have two meetings set up with people who speak Spanish, and we have nothing in Spanish. Although Fred and Kathleen are helping us, they're going to translate some things.
Oh, good. Okay, you guys all have a great day. We've got to get on the phone and start calling our people and let them know about all these exciting things. So, yeah, thank you again, Martha Sue.